It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, March 20th. I'm Noelle King in Los Angeles, in for Ben Johnson. Target says it will pay $10 million to settle a class action lawsuit stemming from a giant data breach in 2013. The breach compromised more than 40 million credit cards. Individual victims will be able to claim up to $10,000 in damages, but for those who feel they were hurt by the breach, getting paid probably won't be easy. Stephen Cobb is a security researcher at ESET North America. He says it's unclear how many people actually had fraudulent charges to their cards. And as for the whole, but it was such a hassle argument.
While it might be very annoying to have to change your credit card, that's not necessarily considered a harm. And if somebody tried to charge something on your account but didn't succeed, that's not a harm. And if it was charged on your account fraudulently but you didn't have to pay for it, then you haven't really suffered a harm there. What's been difficult for victims of these incidents to claim legally is that the anguish and the upset of this whole process caused them hurt.
Cobb says the case may actually be something of a precedent setter on whether annoyance and lost time legally constitute harm. So here's a question for you. Is the internet a good influence on us? Depends on who you ask, of course. And the Pew Research Center recently went asking, polling folks in 32 emerging and developing countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. Jacob Poster is one of the study authors. Jacob, thanks for being with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. So one of the questions you asked, and you asked many in this study, you asked for people's opinions as to whether or not the internet is a good influence on users. What were you trying to get at there?
Well, we wanted a more general look at how people see the internet in their daily lives beyond just the people who use the internet. And what we found is that generally people see it as a good influence in the realms of education, personal relationships, and the economy. But when we asked them about other aspects of their lives, such as in politics and morality, we found a more negative sentiment.
You know, Jacob, for about 18 months after the Arab Spring, I lived and worked in Egypt. And one of the interesting dichotomies you saw is that people gave the internet a lot of credit for bringing them out into the streets. But a lot of Egyptian parents were also freaking out about the kinds of things their kids could access. They were worried about pornography. They were worried about online dating sites. It's just interesting how divisive it really can be.
Right. So even though that people, general public say that the increasing use of the internet is bad for morality, you know, among internet users, that number is actually a bit lower. So they don't see it as such a negative. And then in the Middle East in particular, once people are online, they actually like to get political news and information from online news sources.
Jacob Poster is with the Pew Research Center. Jacob, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Friday, and that means it's time for Silicon Tally. We have a very special guest this week, David Gura. David is our senior Washington reporter. He also fills in as a Marketplace host. And today is his last day with us. He's moving over to Bloomberg TV. David, we are really going to miss you, and we're glad you're here.
Thank you very much, Noel.
And now, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's news in tech?
I am, absolutely.
Who goes first?
You go ahead.
I'll go first?
Go
okay.
For it.
My first number for you is 900 families.
900 families are now officially worth more than $1 billion each.
So it's a good guess. It is entirely wrong.
All right, very good.
You know I'm normally a wealth and poverty
yes.
reporter, right? So this is a little bit on my beat. Last year, Detroit shut off water to a bunch of people. It was about 33,000 people who couldn't pay their bills. So some concerned citizens got together and they started this Kickstarter. And it raised $170,000 so far. And that's helped 900 families in Detroit pay their water bills.
I could not have been more off.
Right,
in a sobering way. All right, very good. I've got a number.
Okay, hit me.
$1.87 billion. And we're talking about dollars here.
Not what they're paying at Bloomberg.
No.
What do you got?
That is the amount of money that streaming music services made in 2014.
No
so this
kidding.
Is Pandora. This is Spotify. And what's cool about it is it's the first time that that number has surpassed CD sales.
How much would they have made if Taylor Swift was on board?
Maybe trillion. I don't know.
Wow. In the trillions.
Yes,
in the trillions.
Absolutely.
I got one for you. 2017 is the number. And we're talking about the year here.
Can you give me a hint?
It's an uplifting story.
Okay. I'm going to think.
But like literally, think.
Okay,
uplifting.
I think it probably has to do with balloons.
You are remarkably close.
Oh!
2017 is the year that Aero Mobile, which is a Slovakian company, says that it's going to introduce a consumer-ready flying car.
Flying cars are coming. All right, a last number for you.
Okay.
3,800 government websites.
You know what? I'm just going to throw a word out there. Meerkat.
It is not about Meerkat. What is not about Meerkat? Anyway, the U.S. has this new tool, a new analytics dashboard, where you can see how many people are going to what government websites. And at the top of all of the U.S. government websites right now, what do you think it would be?
I think it would be, I have so many, DOJ.gov?
No, it is the IRS website where you can find out where your refund
of
is.
Of course it is.
That's at the top. Then there's Social Security, National Weather Service, and then what I thought was kind of interesting, the astronomy picture of the day from NASA, and a petition on the We the People petition website to impeach the government of Puerto Rico. And I will plead ignorance. I have no idea why that is such a big deal. But
as a Washington reporter, is this kind of like your March Madness?
A little bit.
All right. David Gura, Marketplace Washington reporter. David, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Noel.
If you want to keep up with David, he's on Twitter at David Gura. We are on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. I'm Noel King, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.